Hebrews for the preaching and teaching of God's word. When you have Hebrews, when you get to Hebrews, make your way to chapter number 4. Chapter number 4. And when you've managed to locate Hebrews chapter 4, go ahead and stroll down to verse number 14. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. When you have it, say amen. Amen. You need more time, say wait for me. All right, didn't hear any wait for me's. We'll go ahead and pick up reading Hebrews chapter number 4, beginning with verse number 14. Per usual, I'm reading from the New King James Version, the scripture, and therein the reading is this. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Once again, New King James Version says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. As the Holy Spirit will give me ability this morning, I want to preach from the subject, Jesus, our great high priest. Jesus, our great high priest. Priest, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you with bowed heads and humble hearts, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we have come to the preaching hour, and I pray that you will give me preaching power. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, fill me with your spirit, help me to be a blessing to these, thy people, Lord, and most importantly, Lord, help me to be a blessing to you. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory because it all belongs to you. Lord, it's this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, our great high priest. This morning, we are continuing with our series, Brilliant on the Basics. If you haven't been with us these last few weeks, we are taking the time to review or perhaps learn for the first time some of what I call the basics of the faith. Stuff that I believe every professing Christian should know. If you have been with us, then you know how we've been doing business the last few weeks. Let me say from the outset, much like when we cover the Holy Spirit, what we talk about today is not going to tell you everything about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be able to tell you everything about the Lord Jesus Christ. If I'm just being perfectly honest, and if I'm being frank, I don't know everything about the Lord Jesus Christ. But I will say that this is a good starting point or good launching point, if you will, to talk about some of the things that the Lord Jesus Christ has done, is doing, or will do in the future. That brings us to our subject passage, Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 14. New King James Version reads this way. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. So let me pause here and say parenthetically that to have a full understanding, to have a full understanding of what the writer of Hebrews is saying or is communicating to these Jewish Christians, it's necessary to have a good understanding of the Old Testament. If you're going to have a full understanding of what the writer of Hebrews is talking about, you need to have a good understanding of the Old Testament. And namely, that is the exodus of the children of Israel from Egypt. So they're leaving, the children of Israel leaving Egypt and leaving the bondage of slavery in Egypt. You need to have an understanding of that. And you need to have an understanding of the Old Testament priesthood. We don't have time to cover all that today. So for today, just know, go back to verse number 14 there in Hebrews. It'll help to keep your Bibles open. It will help when you see seeing then there in verse number 14, seeing then here in verse 14, understand that the children of Israel, that is when they were that generation of Israelites that was in Egypt in slavery, their disobedience is what caused them not to enter God's divine rest. What do you mean, Pastor? The children of Israel were disobedient. Well, what did they do, Pastor? They did not believe. The children of Israel failed to believe in God despite all the things that God had accomplished through the hand of Moses and, frankly, just the miracles that he performed. For 40 years, that generation still failed to understand. And as a result of their disobedience, specifically their unbelief, they did not enter the promised land being Jordan. They did not enter that land and find rest from the horrors of slavery. So when it says seeing then, if you don't know anything about the Old Testament, you don't know anything about the Exodus of the children of Israel, you don't know that they was in slavery, you don't know anything about the Old Testament priesthood, just know that the children of Israel, they was in slavery, God delivered them, still they didn't believe God, and God punished them by the fact that they did not enter into the promised land that God promised they was going to see. So that's verse 14. Verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If I had to put all that in a phrase, I would just simply say for verses 15 and 16, the Lord Jesus, he understands our weaknesses and has been tempted like the Hebrews because he wasn't writing to us. He was the writer of Hebrews wasn't writing to us. He was writing to the Jewish Christians. But by way of application, we can say like us, Jesus has been tempted. And Jesus has given us access to the throne of God, and we can approach the throne of God boldly or with confidence. That is the sum total of our verses this morning. We're talking about Jesus, our great high priest. Jesus, our great high priest. I have 4 points that I need to get across. So if you are taking notes this morning, I encourage you to write these down. And if you are not taking notes, I encourage you to listen intently. So 4 points we need to cross. Jesus, our great high priest. First point is, we are people in need. We are people in need. Go back to verse 16 there. Verse number 16 says, Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So let me just give you a little bit of context. Remember that the writer of Hebrews is talking about, he's writing to these Jewish Christians, and he is reminding them about the children of Israel and the fact of the matter that they did not enter the promised land. They did not get the rest that they were seeking because of their unbelief. And so the writer of Hebrews is using the children of Israel as an example to teach these Jewish Christians not to do the same thing that the children of Israel did. The children of Israel punished for not for all the things they did wrong, but rather the children of Israel were punished for the one thing they did wrong. And that is, they fail to believe. The same is true for you and us. I tell you all the time, you don't have to believe what I believe. But the Bible says, by grace, we are saved through faith. We are not saved because of our good works. And that takes away boasting. Not only does it take away boasting, it takes away the slippery slope of not knowing where you stand with God. And let me explain this, and I want to get out of this to get back to the point. The fact of the matter is, if you look at every other religion out there, and it talks about heaven or whatever those other religions call heaven, paradise, whatever they may call it, you have to earn your way into paradise. You have to be good enough to get your way into paradise. What the God of the Bible is saying, you're not good enough. You can't do anything great enough to earn your way into heaven. The only way you can get into heaven is to put your faith, to put your trust, to put your confidence, to throw all your eggs into my basket. And if you do that, then you have assurance that you will make it into the kingdom. So you don't have to worry, well, I did good today, but then I had a week of just doing absolutely terrible. Where do I stand with God? You already know where you stand with God if you place your faith in him, specifically the Son of God, our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. What the writer of Hebrews is trying to explain to these Jewish Christians, and what I'm trying to explain to you, that we are people in need. If the goal is to make it to God's divine rest, if you want to rest from your labors, like the old folks used to say, if you want to rest from your labors, if you are weary, if you are tired, and you want to sit down and kick up your feet, if the goal is to get to divine rest, then you are a people in need. Because you want to get to the ultimate goal, but you can't get there by yourself. We are a people in need. I can go on and on about the first point, but the first point is made, and that is, we are people in need. Second point, we need mercy and grace. We need mercy and grace. Pastor, I heard you talking about that we are people in need. Well, Pastor, what is it specifically that we need? I'm glad you asked. We need mercy and we need grace. We need an abundant amount of mercy and we need an abundant amount of grace. If you don't know what abundant means, it means we need a whole lot of mercy and we need a whole lot of grace. Even if we get the grace, we still need the mercy. And even if we get the mercy, we still need the grace. One doesn't impact the other. We need both of them and we need a whole lot of them. We need mercy, and grace. Go back to verse 16 in our subject passage. I don't want you to think that I'm making it up. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So we need help, specifically in the area of mercy and grace. I could go on and on, but I believe the second point is made, and that is we need mercy and grace. And by the way, if I didn't establish already who we get that mercy and grace from, it's from Jesus, our great high priest. Amen. Third point. We got four of them. Bear with me. Third point. Our great high priest sympathizes with us. Our great high priest sympathizes with us. Go back to verse 15. Verse 15, Hebrews chapter 4, New King James Version says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." In other words, Jesus, our great high priest, who is the Son of God, who is God the Son, he can sympathize with us because he knows us intimately. And he knows us in a way. We got Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but God the Son has a unique knowledge of us. Dare I say the wrong thing? He has a unique knowledge of us from an experiential standpoint that God the Father and God the Holy Spirit don't have. What you talking about, Pastor? God the Son, our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a human being. God the Father is not a human being. God the Holy Spirit is not a human being. God the Son was born of a woman like you and I. God the Father wasn't born of nobody. God the Son wasn't born of nobody. God the Son walked this earth like a man, like you, like a human being, like you and I. God the Son got weary. God the Son got tired. God the Father ain't never been tired. God the Holy Spirit ain't never been tired. God the Father ain't gonna never be tired. God the Holy Spirit ain't never gonna be tired. The Son has a unique and intimate relationship with us, and he can say that I've been through what you've been through. From an experiential standpoint, you ever had somebody try to give you advice and you feel like, I hear what you're saying, but you don't know what I've been through because you ain't been through it. And that's not to say that people who ain't been through what you've been through can't offer you no advice, but they are coming from a point of something that they ain't been through personally themselves. Here in the Bible, it says that there in verse number 15, but was in all points tempted as we are. I like the way Tony Evans put this, Dr. Tony Evans. Dr. Tony Evans, he is the pastor and teacher at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas. An excellent preacher, and from what I can tell, excellent man of God. An African-American theologian, he has a way of making complex things easy to understand. And as I was studying, getting ready, here's what Dr. Evans said about the Lord Jesus. He said, the Lord Jesus is unique, and he's unique in the fact that in some ways, Jesus is like every one of us because he's a human being, just like every one of us. But then in other ways, he's like none of us because he's without sin. Go back to that verse. Now, I stopped at that comma there for a reason. But was in all points tempted as we are. There's a comma, at least if you got the New King James Version. Yet without sin. So Jesus was tempted like you and I, but like you and I, at least once, then gave in to that temptation. Jesus has been tempted, but did not give in. And so Tony Evans, he said that in some ways, Jesus is like us in every single way. And then in other ways, different from us, because he can sympathize with us, knowing our weaknesses, as the Bible says. But then he's not like us because he's without sin. And it's good to know, and it's great to know, and it's great the fact that he is without sin because of our last point that we will get into. So let me close out the third point by saying that our third point is our great high priest sympathizes with us. That's the third point, our final point. This is the big reason that is important that Jesus was without sin. Fourth point, last point. The great high priest gives us access to the Father. The great high priest gives us access to the Father. Going back to our subject passage. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Specifically there, the first portion of that verse, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That word boldly means with confidence. You don't have to tiptoe your way to the throne of God. No, you can come boldly. You can come with confidence. You can come courageously to the throne of God, and you do that with prayer. That's how we make our way to the throne of God. That's the way that we rest ourselves, or we prostrate ourselves at the Father's feet. We do that in prayer. And the only way that we can have audacity to go to the Father and tell him it is what we want and what we need, because someone gave us access, and that access was given to us by our Lord and Savior, our great high priest. His name is Jesus Christ. Some of y'all ain't understand. Let me see if I can break this down another way. Have you ever had somebody ask you something? You know, how did they get the nerve to ask you something? Whatever the case, I ain't gonna even get into the different examples. But sometimes people just form their mouths to say things that you like, who are you to be talking to me like this? Did you really just have the nerve to say what you just said? Did you really just have the nerve to ask me what you just asked me? I think that sometimes. I'd be lying to you if I said I ain't think that sometimes. Now, I don't always tell the people that I'm thinking that, but sometimes I be thinking that. And truth be told, I ain't nobody. I ain't nobody. Who are you? You Leonard. That would be a correct answer. You Leonard. That's who you are. You might have some other roles. You might have some other titles, but you ain't nobody special. You are Leonard. Now, y'all might be extra special, but my mama always tell me to this day, don't take yourself so seriously. To this day, my 40-year-old self, my mama tells me, don't take yourself so seriously. I think that's a good piece of advice. Let me get back to the point. People, I have said that people have the nerve, have the audacity to form their mouth to say whatever it is that they just vomited out their mouth. If I think that's the case with my nobody self, God the Father and all his excellence, in all his majesty, in all his glory, who are we, mere human beings, to come to him and not only tell him what we need, but tell him what we want? Because I'm gonna let y'all in on a secret in my prayer life. I do thank God for all my needs, but I got a tendency to just tell him what I want. All the time. I tell him what I want. I'll say something like, and it sounds so spiritual, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning and start me on my way. I might say some other stuff, and then I say, Lord, I ask that you look over my family, that you protect my wife, that you protect my children. There's a dangerous world out there. Lord, don't forget about me either. I need you to protect me too. Folks, it's crazy out there. I have the nerve to tell him what it is that I want. The people that's in that house with me, they get on my nerves. I get on theirs. I still want them to come into that house every single day. Amen. Amen. He ain't got to do that. But he does it. And I imagine he does it because he loves me. He ain't got no other reason to do it. It ain't because I've been super faithful in my life. It ain't because I've been super obedient in my life. It ain't because I'm the best preacher in the world or the best teacher in the world or the best husband in the world or the best son in the world. He just do it because he's good to me, because he loves me. And that's the same reason that he does it for you. That's the reason that we don't have to tiptoe our way to the throne. We can go with confidence. We can go boldly. We can go every single day, multiple times a day, because the Son, the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, has given us access. Well, Pastor, that's just one part of the Bible that says that. You see that in another part of the Bible? I'm glad you asked. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. And by the way, the author of all scripture, I believe, is the Holy Spirit, but he used different men over a period of 1,500 years to write down the different things that he needed to say to the different audiences. I believe, I don't know, we don't know who the human writer is of Hebrews. I believe it's Barnabas, but I could be wrong about that. We do know who the writer of Ephesians is, and that is Paul. Yes. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, someone different than who wrote it, and I believe they wrote it in Hebrews. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18 says, for through him, talking about the Lord Jesus, for through him, we both have access by one spirit to the Father. That verse is so nice, I'm going to say it twice and then I'm going to explain it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18 once again says, for through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father. Now Paul's writing to Ephesians here, so when he says we both, he's talking about himself and he's talking about the Ephesians. But by way of application and everything else that we read in the Bible, we know that means us too. I wish when I was talking about the Trinity, I would have ran across this jewel of a verse. I told you that you don't have to believe what I believe, and there are many professing Christians who out there claim that at least their belief is that they believe in Jesus only, that God simply manifested himself in different ways to different audiences, and that at the end of the day, it comes down to King Jesus. Some people even go as far to say that those folks ain't Christian. I won't go that far. I would encourage you not to go that far. Don't none of us know it all. Somebody say amen about that. Don't none of us know it all. I think those who have that point of view are wrong, but they still believe that Jesus is, in fact, the way, the truth, and the life. And the only way you can get to the Father is through him. We were just talking about access to the Father. And I just gave you another verse there. That's John 14, 6. You can jot that down. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So that's another verse where Jesus explicitly says, you get to the Father, you get that access through me. But specifically when we was talking about the Trinity here in our series here, Brilliant on the Basics, once again, we got the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. For through him, talking about the Son, we both have access by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to God the Father. So here's another point in the Bible. And like I said, Jesus said it himself. Jesus said it himself that you get to the Father through him. The great high priest, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is in fact the Son of God, gives us access to the Father. And when you want to go to the Father, when you need to tell him what it is that you want, when it is you want to tell him it is what you need. By the way, this is another message for another day, but you'll get this one for free. He already knows what you want, and he certainly knows what you need. So ain't no sense in being coy about the things you want. He already knows. And sometimes, again, this is not the message today, but I'll give you this one for free as well. We don't always want the things that we should want. You can tell him that too and ask him to change your heart. And if your experience is anything like mine, he might not change it right away. It's usually a process that he works things out in. I like to cook things in the microwave. God likes the crock pot. I still want him to, I'd be lying if I say I didn't want him to just come to this new technology. Well, actually fairly old technology now, but I wish that God would come to this microwave and just give it to me right then. But usually he likes to use the crock pot of life to take you through different things and to grow you and progress you in increments. Listen, I could go on and on about any of this, and we won't cover enough. So I'll go ahead and close this fourth and last point. And the fourth and last point is the great high priest gives us access to the Father. Jesus, our great high priest, as I hasten to a close, let me just say that as we cover in this series, by way of reminder, let me just tell you that we are not going to cover everything. I don't know everything. Even if I did know everything, you shouldn't just take my word for it just because I said it. I might be wrong about it. Prayerfully, I'm not. But I have weaknesses too. I need the Holy Spirit to do a work in me. And if I happen to say something across this pulpit is wrong, hopefully the Holy Spirit will clear it up for you. It's important that we maintain a relationship with God. We do that in prayer. We do that through the intake of Scripture. Hopefully you take in a little bit of Scripture daily. But if you don't, that's okay. Today is always a great time to start. And start with one verse and try to progress from there. Get the two verses. Maybe you'll even get to a chapter. Flip over, check out one of them Psalms. Start at Psalm 1 and just start reading. Whatever it is that you do, I encourage you to build upon your relationship with God. Because everything that we talk about in here is not going to be everything. It's not meant to be everything. Some of this you got to do for yourself. I can't do all the legwork for you. We're not going to cover everything about Jesus. Too much to cover. Not enough pages, not enough time. But the fact of the matter is, this is a good starting point. If you don't remember anything that I said today, know that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus gave his life on the cross for you and me. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Know that we are a people in need, and know that we need specifically mercy and grace. We need the grace just as much as we need the mercy. We need both of them. It ain't either or. We need both and. So we are people in need. We need mercy and grace. We need mercy and grace. We have a great high priest who sympathizes with us. And our great high priest is the one who gave us access to the Father. And you can go every single day to him multiple times a day. He don't care how many times you come. He just wants you to come with confidence and courage. He don't want you tiptoeing to the throne. He wants you to come and lay it out on him. God can deal with whatever you got to tell him. You ain't going to run him off. You ain't going to run him off. He ain't going to be voted out. Amen? Amen. Amen. Everybody stand and let's receive the invitation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that we have received from on high. We thank you for the reminder today, Lord, that we can come to you anytime we want. We can come to you with our wants and our needs, with the petitions of our heart, and we can do that because the Lord Jesus has given us access to you through the Holy Spirit. Lord, we say thank you. We are needy people. We stand in need of mercy and grace, and we need it in a super abundant way. Lord, continue to rain and pour down your grace and mercy that has seen us through and will continue to see us through. Lord, we ask that you bless this invitation. If there's someone here who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, may they only leave the same way they came. But Lord, for those of us who do know you, may we be strengthened to our faith. May we approach the throne of God in prayer, and may we come bold and courageous, giving you the petitions of our heart and thanking you for all it is that you have done, will do, and continue to do. Lord, it's this we pray in the matchless name of the risen Lord and the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 The doors of the church are open.